Cher Cormier, Cajun beaucoup. Sound. Tu te rappelles de ça quand tu étais jeune, madame? À petit rire les vaches, travailler dans le clos, ramasser du coton et
mais
du moyer.
So you, je suis pas vieille comme toi.
How come I knew that was coming? We were talking. I'm sorry, go ahead.
3 days apart.
Yeah. Ironically, we were talking about that just backstage about our mom and dads and what we knew we could get away with when we were young. We could get away with nothing. Discipline was the big word when we were little. There was no question about it. I mean, you just, when your daddy said, you do that, what did we do? T-Boy, what did we do when your dad told you to go tirer les vaches? If you kind of looked at him wrong, that was it. And you know, actually, you know, Cheryl's daddy played the accordion. Mr. Gilbo played the accordion, and then she started playing the accordion, much to his dismay, I guess. Originally, when she picked up the accordion, she wasn't supposed to do it, but she did it anyway, and this is the result of it. Sometimes we can go, on peut passer dans la porte en arrière, sometimes we can do that. And then, you know, we have Junior's continuing the music tradition through the Cormiers as her son, and then actually his son is also learning the accordion and was supposed to be here tonight, so Braylon. Kaylin, if you're listening, we missed you, buddy. We should have been here. So we're going to do a song.
Ray, excuse me. He's doing what you did for all your life. He's a fireman.
He's a fireman in Port Barry. Is that right? What it's in Port Barry. Right. Great. That's a great, occupation. Okay, Marge Repertoire, I don't want you anymore, sir.
Thank you.
Russell, I want to tell you.
Russell, hold on a second. Stop your sister right there.
Linda.
For a second.
Linda.
Linda. This is Russell's sister right there.
For those of you who didn't know, Russell had a sister.
let me tell you, folks. Hold on, baby. Don't leave just yet. You know, for you folks that didn't know about Russell and his childhood, his father owned Cormier's Bar and Cockpit in Kankton, Louisiana. It was a way of life back then when we fought roosters that we're no longer allowed to do that. For whatever reason, they don't like to see dead chickens or something or other.
and you could, if you were old enough to knock on top the counter for a beer, you could have it.
but you didn't say that the counter was 6 feet tall.
No, I didn't want to say that.
Linda, I was getting, d'après moi, quand il était jeune, il était beaucoup canaille. Non?
Je ne connais pas parce qu'elle était canaille. I know. But she followed Russell everywhere.
It's nice
he
meeting
went.
You, Linda. It's pas canaille, Russell. No? T'as monté deux fois.
Ray, we want to thank everybody for being out here
Absolutely.
With us tonight.
Sure.
It's a great honor to be here and have y'all with us tonight. We also want to say hello to the people from Georgia out here with us.
You know, a while ago, I'm sorry, baby. A while ago when I was talking, I was talking about Zach. You know, he's playing the fiddle, and it's what we in the culture love to see. A young musician that's totally dedicated to the music, wants to learn the old music and just the old music, and not only learn it, I'm talking learn it like playing the fiddle, like playing the guitar, like singing. So we'd like to feature Zach.
And speak in French.
Parle français tout temps avec nous autres, ouais. Il parle bien la langage, Kadia. Il va chanter la chanson La Porte en arrière. On va présenter Monsieur Zachary Fusilier.
Je veux dire La Porte en arrière à 50 années, c'est 50 années, ça a été fait.
That's right. It was 50 years old.
Yeah, the
back door was 50 years old last weekend to celebrate that, a week before. Y'all were there?
Ouais, au back door house, on l'a célébré.
T'étais là avec D.L. Ménard.
Ah ouais.
Et il a chanté le partenariat.
Ouais. Quatre, cinq fois.
Zach Fusilier, le partenariat. vous connaissez, M. Zach Fuselier.
Bien, merci.
Let's do one, Cheryl. Let's do Pour la dernière fois.
We did it.
We did it? We did it already tonight. We did it already tonight. Okay, all right. Jamais notre chance. I'm sorry. Okay. Jamais notre chance. Never a second chance. Oh, dom.
Donne-moi notre chance. S'il vous plaît, spare-moi. J'ai cassé ton cœur. À ce s'il mien qu'a précassé. Oh, oh, moi je me regrette.
Donne-moi notre chance. That's why she's called the queen of the Cajun accordion. That last song did it. Russell, I know the story goes that back in the day that Cheryl decided she was going to quit a very lucrative hairstyling career and go play on the road. So what whatever focused you to start singing, I know you were singing in the shower because Cheryl used to tell me, but one day did you just listen to her play and stuff? You would just start singing or what?
Well, you know, everybody tells you when there's a good man, there's a good woman behind him.
Really?
But when there's a good woman, there's a good man behind her, too. She got in a bind with no singers, so it put me up for the...
Well, I'll be darned. Shit, good luck for you. Good luck
I
for you.
I guess it is.
You had been singing backstage all alone, though, right? So, I mean, yeah, to play a gig one night to sing that all night, it's got to be tough.
I tried.
But Russell comes from a musical family.
Sure, yes.
His first cousins, Harold and Gerald Cormier, played Cajun music. Harold played the accordion. The late Harold and the late Gerald.
And played accordion, yes, well, sure.
Played the fiddle. That's
so,
right.
That's great. So, so what we're going to do? We have some time. Don't you feel like moving?
I'm
done with Gruyere.
beaucoup.
Yeah, we have time for another one, huh? One more. Well, yeah, one more. Don't unplug that thing yet, Sha. Let's do one. Russell, pick one. Let's mean you do one. Let's do Les Flammes d'Enfer. Let's do that. Russell and I.